Democrat Congresswoman-elect Cori Bush set sights on colorism in Hollywood before taking office. By Hannah Blow on November 23, 2020. Cori Bush, the Democrat Congresswoman-elect who will represent Missouri's 1st Congressional District, has set her sights on colorism in Hollywood prior to taking office, expressing her views on a range of subjects on Twitter in recent weeks. "Hey Hollywood, black, melanin full women with 4C hair. Braids, locks, fades, extensions, or relaxed hair are more than capable of playing the lead role in holiday movies. Make it happen, we want to see it," she said on Sunday. "We can count how many there are. Your diversity looks like colorism," she continued. In another tweet on Sunday, the Black Lives Matter activist, who is expected to be the 5th member of the far-left squad, expressed the belief that armed police officers should not respond to mental and behavioral health crises. She also called for trained, trauma-informed interventionists to respond to domestic violence situations, positions that seem to align with the calls from groups who are calling to defund the police. On Saturday, the Congresswoman-elect questioned the critics who have referred to her as radical, echoing the language frequently used by existing squad members' reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Rashida Tlaib, DME, Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Ayanna Pressley, DMA. "I don't understand how it's considered radical for progressives to fight for an equitable society. But it's accepted that Senate Republicans would rather take a vacation for Thanksgiving and let thousands of people die from the virus than pass relief," she said before asking, "Who's really radical here?" Bush defeated Republican nominee Anthony Rogers on November 4 after besting longtime incumbent Representative William Lacey Clay, DMO, in Missouri's August primary. She joined Ocasio-Cortez on Thursday for a protest outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters, calling for Joe Biden, D, to embrace the Green New Deal. "First of all, I think that we need to make sure that something is very clear," Bush said at the event. "When we don't act, people who look like me die. So let me say that again. When people don't act, people who look like me die. And so there is just no other alternative right now than to make sure that we have bold leadership," she continued, adding that black folks, brown folks, every marginalized group, our indigenous folks need to feel our change. "And so that's why we're here," Bush said. "We need change that everybody can feel."